Thanks for tuning in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel, along with streaming on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, wherever you stream or listen to your podcasts. America Out Loud is for sure to be there. You can also go to AmericaOutLoud.com, which has thousands of podcasts and articles updated daily. And we always appreciate when you share that on social media, like I always say. But it's so true. We do appreciate it a great deal. There's a ton to talk about once again tonight. Perhaps nothing more important than the Nibbler in Chief. Creepy Joe Biden caught once again being creepy around little kids, trying to nibble on this horrified little girl that was staring at him as he's trying to just nibble on her back and her face. This guy just has no self-awareness when it comes to kids. He used to love it when he was vice president and he would get to take pictures with the new members of Congress's family. I mean, that was the perfect job for Joe Biden. He got to put his hands all over these little kids and he loved it. I mean, little kids are like catnip to Joe Biden. He just can't resist. And he puts his hand in the cookie jar every time because he comes out looking like a creep. And everybody realizes that, except for maybe Joe Biden. I think he might be completely delusional to how he comes across when he does these things in front of little kids. Personally, I thought the videos that existed of him already were enough to cancel him out in 2020, but the Democrats did a good enough job of making those disappear. I mean, if you go to YouTube and you look up Creepy Joe Biden and his interaction with kids in the past, they've done a good job of scrubbing the videos because I used to check those out and share them. And a lot of the videos that I used to share that had all the interactions of Joe Biden with kids are not up there anymore. So it's just another Democrat cover-up. This isn't the first time we've seen this, but this is just the latest time. And all the American people that see this are pretty disgusted. Rob, what were your thoughts on Joe the Nibbler once again nibbling on a little kid?
Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And I agree with you completely. I like when you said that kids are like catnip to Joe Biden. I saw the video. And I thought it was rather strange, weird, awkward for the leader of the free world to go in and start nibbling on a complete stranger's kid. And he thought nothing of it. I don't know if you guys saw the video, but I would encourage you. Well, I don't want to say I would encourage you, but I would say Google it and look at it. It's completely weird. And
the little girl was scared.
And she was like bristling and turning her back and like looking. And the parents are there holding her and they're trying to take a picture. Like, are you serious? Do you really want that picture of your child? I mean, out of nowhere, out of the blue. And you could look and tell that Joe was in a completely different world. He didn't care who was there, who was looking. It was all about Joe and nibbling on this kid. Now, just imagine the message that this image is sending to pedophiles. Now, I know that there are some people in academia that want to get rid of the word pedophile because they want to normalize sexual relationships with kids. And that's where this entire agenda with trans and drags is going. Do not doubt me when I say this. Do not doubt me. That is where this is going. They're sexualizing our kids. Even Disney, there was a Disney executive who said, we want to spice up Disney. We want to bring in sexual content. Disney said this. I will never take my children to Disney because I'm more than certain that there are a bunch of pedophiles and perps working at Disney. So parents, you can send them there at your own vices. I would caution you. This is not a place you want to send your kids. No, I said at your own vices. No. I don't like that word. Send their kids there at your own discretion. That's better. I wouldn't advise it because that's where this is going. We see it every day. We see parents, these woke parents, and I think it's some of the soccer moms who are okay with this, allowing this type of perversion to enter into their homes. And I would say to these dads in these suburbans, wake the freak up.
Right. And
Okay? Wake up.
do you remember these videos where Joe Biden was whispering into the kids' ears during the confirmation hearings for the new House members, where he'd be
Absolutely.
whispering into these kids' ears, going, "How old are you? Do you have a boyfriend?
Whispering sweet nothings.
No dating until you're 30." Just creepy old things like that. And like I said, the media has pretty much completely wiped it from the internet because those clips are very hard to find now, but they used to be all over the place.
Really? Well, this is, like I said, this is part of the agenda. I know some are probably bristling if what I'm saying is like, oh, no, it is true. It is true. This is what's happening in our schools, sex education. For not for minors, but for pre-Ks. That's the job of the parent, not your job. And I can't believe that people aren't pushing back more so. You got Randy Weingartner, who's head of one of those teacher unions, has been signed up to work in Homeland Security. And they're saying, oh, well, she's doing it just to make certain that we can keep a count of the kids that are coming here. No, she's not. She's doing it so she can report parents who are objecting to this crazy agenda. We need to go to charter schools. We need to shut down the public schools, either shut down the public schools or shut down the people in the public schools, or have a criteria of teachers who are going into the public schools. And one of the criteria should be, do you know your gender? If you don't, you can't get hired. That's it. Take it off the table. If you don't know if you're male or female, you're out. And if you're a man and you're saying that you're a female, you're out of there. I don't want you there because you got a mental problem. We need to bring back the basics. We need to bring back shame. Yes, we need to bring it back because people need to be shamed away from these abject behaviors. It makes absolutely no sense. I refuse to go along with it. I was reading the other day, a man said that his wife took his two boys in to see a doctor for a routine checkup. And what was the first thing that the doctor or the nurse said? Okay, do you identify as being a male or a female? Are you freaking serious? Do you identify as being a male or a female, a boy or a girl? This has entered into our medical fields. And as I told you guys a couple of shows ago, the head of the, I think it's the, what group is that? The Medical Association is a radical homosexual. Yes, I said it, a radical homosexual. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a homosexual if that's what you want to do, but that's between you, your God, and your family. I don't want any part of it. But he's now head of the American Medical Association. Can you imagine the revisions that would take place in a lot of medical journals? Just imagine it. They're going to say, oh, this is normal, and that cisgender isn't normal. Cisgender is a slang, is a derogatory slur, and we should make it that way. People have got to wake up and start pushing back because these people are coming after your children, as they said. And while Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough say, oh, no, they weren't saying that, yes, the hell they were. They said they're coming after your children. And why would they say it? Oh, well, they were just kidding. Oh, so they're kidding. But when Trump says, thinks out loud and say, maybe we should use bleach, he's not kidding. You see that? See how I connected the two? How these people are lying and how they want you to fall for it? They want you to sit back and be complacent while they're trying to take over. Why is it all at once that the number of trans kids has just like exponentially exploded? These kids aren't trans. They're confused. They want attention. But you got these doctors that are part of the American Medical Association that are agreeing with, oh no, they're trans. They need to have a transgender surgery. We need to do this with gender reaffirming surgery. The fact that Joe came out and started talking about this on live TV with a person who was confused, Dylan McVaney, and no one pushed back. No one stood up and said, this conversation should not be coming out of the White House because the White House under Joe Biden is radical. They're confused. They want this. The fact that Joe Biden put Rachel Levin at the senior position is an abomination.
Yeah.
He should
Remember?
not be in that position, Andrew.
And Joe Biden's the guy that said he's going to bring normalcy and decency back to the White House. And what a big joke that's been. I mean, you've got a transgender there flashing their boobs. You've got marijuana found on the White House premises on multiple occasions. You've got cocaine found on the White House. I mean, this administration has just been a national embarrassment, and it's been the opposite of what Joe Biden and the Democrats promised, this return to normal. If this is normal to them, I don't want to be normal. How about you, Rob?
I don't want to be normal because it's not normal. It is not normal. It's abnormal. And someone would say, well, define what's normal. I'll tell you how to define it. It's a man and it's a woman. It's the nuclear family. The nuclear family that Black Lives Matter does not like. The nuclear family that Black Lives Matter has gone on record and said that they want to destroy. The nuclear family that Black Lives says, like Black Lives Matter says that black men should not be a part of. Again, wake up, GOP. There is a new voting bloc right there with white men. Not white men, but black men. Because we have a lot of liberal white men who are beta males, who are married to these soccer moms, who are sitting back and allowing the women to lead. Tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, I'm not holding back because there's too much at stake. We're losing our country to these radicals. We got the nibbler in chief caught nibbling a complete stranger's child. But you know what else? If he wants to nibble, and if he wants to say, I'm just playing, what about his grandchild in Arkansas that he refuses to accept? He wants to pretend as if though the kid does not exist. And why is that? Because I don't want to offend Hunter. Because if we push it, Hunter might fall off the wagon. And if he falls off the wagon, he's going to start talking. He might start sending tweets or text messaging exposing us. So Joe Biden could playfully nibble a stranger's child who could be his granddaughter, but his own flesh and blood, he and Jill refuse to acknowledge Andrew.
Maybe I've just missed it, but has Joe Biden ever been asked by the corporate media about his granddaughter in Arkansas? What is his response?
They won't ask because Jill Biden has sent out an edict. Do not ask him about that child because if you do, we won't make him available. Not that he's available now, because when he is there, he's not there. And we've spoken about that. He's mentally challenged. The man has dementia. And you have people say, well, I don't want to say that because I'm not a doctor, so I'm going to leave that alone. You don't have to leave it alone. You don't have to see it. But by observation, many of you have relatives that are similar to Joe Biden when it comes to the mental capacity.
Yeah, just look at the difference too. Don't you think if Joe Biden or if Donald Trump was a deadbeat grandpa, if Don Jr. was a deadbeat dad, that Donald Trump probably would have been asked about that every day of the week, at least 4 or 5 times a week. And that's because he took questions from the media. He wasn't afraid to engage. Not just that, but we know the Democrat media probably wouldn't ask Joe, even if he did take questions. But just the difference this night and day, Biden's been able to escape that criticism because the media won't even bring it up because they want to try and help him out. Donald Trump would have been asked about that multiple times a week. But here's the thing, Donald Trump wouldn't be a deadbeat grandpa. I think he would have reached out to this kid and had some kind of relationship with him because he's an actual decent person with values, unlike creepy Joe Biden.
I'm looking at it right now, at him nibbling at this poor child, and she's looking afraid. He goes in and tries to kiss her, and she bristles and she tries to get away. And the family, they're just there smiling. This should not be. And the media won't say anything about it. He has a reputation. Joe Biden has a reputation of going after little kids. And they're okay with it. Like I said, this is what they want. They want to sexualize the kids. Who
Yeah.
knows what kind of Joe was getting off on this?
Joe loved being vice president and being able to work those congressional hearings. I mean, there's just hours of footage of him at working those things, and he's just smiling and living it up in his element with these families and his hands all over kids, and not just kids, but also women. He likes to grope women and whisper in their ears as well. The guy's just not right. He's a weird, creepy individual.
He's not right. But see, the media, again, they allow him to get away with this. They won't say anything about the grandchild in Arkansas because Joe doesn't want to talk about it because Joe doesn't want to offend Hunter Biden. But we all know that it is his flesh and blood. And some of you who are probably listening to the first time are probably saying, well, you don't know that to be true. It's not right. Well, we spoke about this on one of our other shows, and it is true. They had a DNA test, they had a blood test, and the child is his. But Joe doesn't want to acknowledge the child, but he'll go around and nibble on your children and do all these other things. I mean, and this guy just has a reputation of misspeaking, making lewd comments, like about his wife. Oh, well, I married a girl from Philly and I sleep in the bed with her if I want to do this. It's just so, you can't make this stuff up. But then you want to get mad at Trump. And I've heard a clip from The View. I don't watch the show. I just look at some of the clips that that come over the internet. And you have the women there saying, well, we bet Donald Trump has a illegitimate grandchild. Okay, so you're saying that Don Jr. or Eric has a child? And if they did, the media would be talking about it nonstop, but it doesn't exist. So you're just putting something out there that does not exist because you want to change the subject. And if it did exist, as I said, you guys would be talking about it nonstop. So because you know that it doesn't exist, why don't you talk about one that does exist? They're trying to normalize bad behavior, plain and simple. They want to normalize it. They want to say with Joe, it's okay. With Joe, it's okay because he loves his son, although his son has a drug problem. Oh, it's okay. We're watching this play out before our eyes, the love of a father for his son. And I don't know if you saw that clip, Andrew, the other clip that took place about a week ago of, I think it was during July 4, when they were all on the balcony watching the fireworks, and Hunter was there sweating profusely. Now, it was a hot day, and Hunter apparently was seen, putting something at his nose. I don't know if he was wiping his nose or what was going on. But, we can speculate that he had a controlled substance. Though some would say, oh, don't say that. Why not say it? The man has a problem with drugs. He's an addict.
Right. Look at his track record. It's hard to give
Look at
him
his
the
track
benefit of the
record.
doubt.
Right. And why should we give him the benefit of a doubt? They're not giving Trump the benefit of a doubt of his children. What goes around comes around. And Republicans have got to get smart with this. Let people form their own opinions. You put it out there and say, hey, this is what we see. That's it. We've got a commercial break that's coming up, and we're going to pick this up on the other side of the break.
Yeah, you guys are tuned in to After Dark with Robin Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew after this short break.
For 25 years, Global Healing has proudly produced the highest quality supplements and cleansing programs that are rooted in nature and backed by science. Get 15% off all of our products using code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
The pandemic may be over for some, but millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of toxic spike protein from COVID-19 and the vaccines. You've heard Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company discuss the harmful effects of spike protein in your body. And now they found the solution. The miracle enzyme nattokinase. Their spike support formula contains nattokinase, the most compelling and scientifically supported approach to safely clear spike protein out of the body. What's more, spike support is optimized with other all-natural, non-GMO ingredients, like dandelion root, to help prevent spike protein from binding to your cells. Everyone should take daily spike support so you can feel your best. America Out Loud listeners can go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
These days, every time you turn on the news, it seems like there's a new threat to your health. Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top and shoot it down, or mix it in water. Boost your immunity. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
So we're still talking about Joe the Nibbler. Is there a cookie or some type of snack? No, I'm thinking of Keebler's. I think it's Keebler's crackers. And I'm tying that into Nibbler because I remember them saying something about that. But nevertheless, Joe is a Nibbler, the Nibbler in chief. And he likes to nibble on little kids, on their necks, their backs. He likes to whisper sweet nothings in the ears of little girls. But you know what, Andrew? I have not seen him do this with little boys. He hasn't. I've never seen a video of him doing this with little boys. Now, I do recall that when he was running for election during the primaries back in 2020, he was at a park and he recanted this story about little black kids running up to him and rubbing the blonde hair on his legs and how he liked it, they liked it, and how he liked to hold little kids. That's something to think about, because I think Joe was letting us know what he's into without actually saying it, but he did say it. And why the media didn't jump on this to explore it a little more and say, well, Joe, what exactly are you talking about? And what do you mean by this? But see, this happened when he made this comment. He was, I think, in a black town or residence at a pool surrounded by little black kids. Now, I'm sure a lot of those black fathers were saying, what the what is he saying and doing? Because black fathers don't play around with stuff like that. Not that white fathers or any other fathers do. But see, it's the black men that I'm saying that Republicans should go after their vote, since Trump was able to make inroads in those votes during 2020. Because they see Trump as being an alpha male. So I'm going to keep putting this out there until someone wakes up and says, let's do it. And even look at Brian Donalds. I mean, this guy, I think he's like 6'4", 6'2", 200-something pounds. He's a force to contend with. Not that Tim Scott isn't, but Brian Donald seems to be a bit more intimidating to me, Andrew, than Tim Scott. I mean, he's a big hulking man, and he can stand on his own, and he doesn't kowtow to anyone. Because remember when they had the when they were voting for the speakership and someone submitted his name and he said, well, I'm going to run. And people were like, wait a minute, this is Kevin McCarthy. You're going to go against him? He said, no. He said, why should not? If he can do it, my name is put out there, then I'm going to do it. Now, I'm sure that some people would have said, well, no, I'm not going to do it. But this guy's like, no, I mean, I don't know what I would have done. I'm like, but man, I take my hat off to him. I bet Joe Biden wouldn't go up and nibble on his kids. While these other people seem to be okay with it. Oh, nibble, nibble, nibble away. But as I said, he has a granddaughter who's about that age, 4 or 5 or 6. He's never seen, he's never held. He won't even acknowledge the kid. He's not nibbling on that kid. And see, it's stories like that that I'm sure this administration would like to erase from the media. Because, Andrew, you yourself just said if you try to Google some of the pictures of him nibbling on kids in the past and whispering sweet nothings in little girls' ears and saying, how old are you? And you can't date until you're a certain age. They're trying to get rid of all that. Because they don't want these soccer moms to know about it. They don't want other moms to know that this man has an issue. And you don't want him around your kids. I mean, we spoke about him grabbing Sophia Longoro around the breast when she was at the White House. He's done the same thing to Hillary Clinton. Now, I'm sure he would prefer someone much younger. But I guess he said, hey, if this is all I got, might as well go ahead and do it. And remember how he got Jill Biden? He stole Jill Biden from a friend of his way, 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 way back when. And we can't forget Tara Reid, who he sexually assaulted with his fingers, going up her skirt. Now, why isn't the media talking about this? Why have a lot of these stories been erased from the media? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the Joe Biden administration and his handlers have been in contact with the media and social media. And they've said, erase all this stuff. If you don't erase it, you're not going to have access to the White House.
Rob, you know what? It is no wonder that his wife is trying to make out with Kamala Harris's husband. I mean, she sees Joe groping all these women, touching all these kids. She wants to get a little side action. That's just a couple weirdos. This Joe Biden will never be held accountable by mainstream media for this either. I saw Fox News did a couple articles on their website about it, but I'm thinking that the media coverage, if this was Donald Trump, once again, sorry to keep pointing this out, but it would be all over the news.
No, don't be sorry for pointing it out, because we need to point out the differences here and the similarities. Because like you said, if it were Trump, it would be all over the news. Remember, they were saying that Melania was probably having an affair with one of the Secret Servicemen. And they tried to get traction out of it, but they couldn't because it was nothing there. But they tried. They tried. And I'm sure that if Trump gets back in the White House, they will do it again. Oh, well, she doesn't want him. He's too old. But with Jill, and you said that Jill is trying to get a little side action. I don't think she's trying to get side action. I think what it is that they're probably a couple of swingers. They love swinging. They love doing this. But as I was saying, the reason why some of these stories are leaving and they're not there is because of this administration's contact with social media. And they're telling them, oh, don't put this in there. Now, remember, not too long ago, a judge came out and ruled in New Orleans. Judge came out and said that the Biden administration could not have access to social media, that they had to stop. Now, they didn't like this. The Biden White House didn't like it, and neither did the media. They were saying, this was a Trump judge. This was a Trump judge. A Trump judge did this, and we know how those Trump judges are. As opposed to a Biden judge or a Democrat judge. So it's okay for Democrat judges to say, oh, you can go ahead and you can change the gender of your child. But if a Trump judge says you can't do it, oh, that's bad. So if a Trump judge comes out and applies the law, looks at the law and reads the law the way it is and says that the Biden administration does not need to have contact with social media because of the disinformation that they've been putting out there. The judge came out and said this, issued an injunction, and said, for the time being, you can't do it. The media goes ballistic and says that that's not right because it was a Trump judge. And I guess they're trying to say that Trump judges, they're not smart. So why would we be okay with a Trump judge doing this? You see what I'm saying here? So now they appealed this judge's ruling. And of course, as always, you had another appeals court, a liberal appeals court, to come in and say, oh, you can't do it. They can continue to communicate with social media. Now, what you bet they're going to go in and try and erase all of this information, all of these pictures of Joe Biden, the nibbler, nibbling on this kid. It's going to happen. And that's the reason why they went back and said, oh, no, you can't do this, Mr. Judge. We don't want this to happen. So this liberal appeals court comes in and says, oh, that's right. We thought about it. Can't do it. We want Joe to keep. We don't want Joe to and this administration to have not have access to social media. So just imagine the lies that they're going to put out there. And now that they have access to the social media, you know what that means, Andrew. Now they'll be able to, as we were saying during when we were prepping, to push this agenda about Biden forgiving all the student loan debt. Although the Supreme Court came out and said that he can't do it, now they found another way of doing it. I mean, can you believe this, Andrew, that they're going to still try and do it? And they'll probably use social media to push what they're doing to say, oh, no, look at what we're doing, so that they can appeal to those young voters. After being told to stay away from social media, you have an appeal, a liberal appeals court that comes in and says, oh, no, let them have access. So now look at what they're going to push. I can't believe it. Still wanted to erase debt from these kids. What are your thoughts on that, Andrew?
Yeah, $39 billion to over 80,000 people, I believe it is, or 800,000 actually. And this is just saying that Joe Biden once again does not care about the Constitution. I mean, the Supreme Court ruled that this was unconstitutional, and he's going to go ahead and get the workaround and basically try and cancel the student loan debt himself. His Department of Education, once again, trying to go over what the Supreme Court says. And this has been par for the course for the Biden administration. But still, this is not nearly what Joe Biden promised it would be to the American people. $39 billion is not going to wipe out as much student loan debt as needed. But still, it's an unfair thing that Joe Biden has done. And going over the Supreme Court's head once again, and this is why I believe if Democrats get another 4 years, they will pack that court.
They will definitely pack the court. And it's no shame to their game. But as I said earlier, just think about this. It's okay when a liberal judge makes a ruling. But the moment a conservative judge makes a ruling, it's, oh, this is bad. This is horrible. How could this happen? And this is where Republicans need to stand up and come in and say, this makes no sense. Because in essence, what they're saying is that if you are a Republican, if you are a conservative, you don't understand the law. Everything that you're saying is flawed. Never mind the fact that what the Democrats have done, basically destroy the country, destroy our educational system, destroy our medical system, destroying our judicial system. That is the reason why the Supreme Court, people look at the Supreme Court and their ratings have just like almost tanked because of the propaganda that the Democrats, along with the media, have been pushing. Now, remember before Ruth Bader Ginsburg died and how they were just singing her praises, saying she's the best thing. Oh, she's just so great. Oh, Ruth, Ruth, Ruth. They did a movie about Ruth. Ruth was no one of significance. She was a nobody. Sandra Day O'Connor, on the other hand, was someone different. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she was, who was she? They wanted you to think that she was this powerhouse. They wanted you to think that she was the court. When in actuality, John Roberts is the Chief Justice. In actuality, anyone who should be given praises should be Clarence Thomas, the second black on the Supreme Court. But they're telling black people, oh, no, he's not black. He's not on the courts. Oh, but Ketanji Brown Jackson, oh, look at her. Let's held her up. Oh, yeah, she's the greatest. She's the best. We love her. If I were Sonia Sotomayor or Elaine Kagan, I would be mad and say, wait a minute, what do we look like? We're here also. But they don't matter because they want to appeal to a certain part of the population that they want to keep dumb, young, and dumb. And that's black people. The same way when the Supreme Court came out with affirmative action and saying, this is not fair, let's strike this down. Oh, this is a sad day for black people. Oh, and they were using social media to prompt this and go about it. They had their individual TikTokers, their influencers to come out. You see, that's another reason why this administration loves using social media because they want access to the influencers so that the influencers can appeal to their audience, their young group. So this whole thing with affirmative action saying, oh, this is a bad day for black people. Now, just think about this. You're saying that black people need a, you have to lower the standards at every angle so that black people can have access to jobs and to education. So you're saying that they don't have the smarts, just like other people? Well, no, they don't have the advantages. And that's the reason why. There are a lot of black people that didn't have the advantages. Look at Clarence Thomas. Look at Colin Powell. Look at Condoleezza Rice. Look at Tim Scott, Brian Donalds. A lot of these people didn't have the advantages that other people have. But then there are white people that didn't have the advantages of the kids like Nancy Pelosi. And yet, still, they were able to achieve. You look at the governor of Virginia, Youngkin. He said that he remembers a couple of decades ago, he was like washing dishes at a restaurant. But look at him now. But they want black people to think that you can't do it because we have to help you. It's an insult to say that a black person can't succeed because they're not smart enough. I mean, when you really stop and think about this, this is in essence what they're saying. But they're saying, oh no, but you know, these companies, they won't hire because they won't hire a white person. So if that company's doing it, then that company is a racist. That company has people inside that won't look at the talent of black people. Or could it be that they're saying, well, we know that they don't have the skill set. They were just given a legs up because of their color, and we actually need someone who can do the job. You see how the Democrat Party looks and views black people or people of color, minorities, the way they view women also? Well, they don't view women at all because they can't define what a woman is. They're saying that women are transgenders are actually women. I was watching the other day of this one show. They had a man, Maybelline had a man selling lipstick and makeup to women. If I was a woman, I would just stop using makeup. I would say, screw this. I'm not using makeup. Why would I want to buy makeup from an old fat white man? Dylan Mulvaney talking about using feminine products, tampons. Well, what is he going to use it for? He doesn't have a use for it. But see, they use their social media influencers to push this on young people. That's the reason why the Biden administration wanted access to social media. Because they knew what they were doing. They were promoting disinformation because they know, hey, this is how kids get their news. And if we put this out there, they won't know the difference, Andrew. We're going to pick this up on the other side of the break.
You're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
America Out Loud beats to the pulse of our nation. We know when you're angry, you're troubled, confused, glad, and thankful. Well, we know you because we are you. AmericaOutloud.com. Join us as we explore the most important issues of our time. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cofix RX Nasal Solution has completed the circle and made the news. We're now offering a throat spray with povidone iodine. That completes the protocol doctors like Peter McCullough recommend. If staying healthy is important, you'll want to make sure to add throat spray to your next order of Cofix RX. For a limited time and exclusive to America Out Loud listeners only, you can get 25% off of your entire order. Let's double down against colds, flus, strep, RSV, HRV, COVID, and more. Click the banner or go to America Out Loud's shop to get 25% off your entire order. Use coupon code OUTLOUD25. That's coupon code OUTLOUD25.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Be a part of a revolutionary new healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interests of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
We're back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew and continuing our discussion on creepy Joe Biden's nibbling. And I don't know if he's creepy Joe Biden, if he's crooked Joe Biden. You could call them both, I guess, whichever you prefer. They are both suitable. Even since he's been president, he's been caught multiple times in situations like that. And he's a national embarrassment anytime he travels overseas. You've got people he's appointed completely incompetent, like Janet Yellen, who's a national embarrassment, bowing to the Chinese, just basically kissing their feet. These people are probably rolling over. Can you imagine what they're like in private meetings? If this is just what they are like in public, they probably just wilt to anything the Chinese say. One thing you got to say about Trump, no matter where you stand on his personality or his tweets, this guy was tough. I mean, he stuck up for America. He tried to get the best deals possible. And that's what we are sorely missing right now with Joe Biden. And it's not just Joe Biden who's got issues. I mean, his vice president, Kamala Harris, I mean, she's been a complete disaster. According to a new NBC News poll, only 32% of registered voters have a positive view of Harris, compared to 49% with a negative view, including 39% with a very negative view. Harris has a net negative 17 rating since taking office, which is the lowest for any vice president in the poll's history. So this just shows you where Kamala Harris is. And they say a big part of the problem is that she talks to people like children, her giggling. She's just went completely downhill. You remember after the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, Democrats just hyped her up like she was the next big thing. After she tore down Joe Biden in the presidential debates, got some people excited. But man, she's at an all-time low. She is just completely incompetent, and she's completely mailing it in. You look at the border, it's been a disaster. Joe Biden, if I were him, I would probably think about swapping her out for someone else at this point.
But Andrew, if we wouldn't know about this, and we probably wouldn't know as in depth as it is, if it wasn't for some in the media reporting these stories, because as I said, we know that the Biden administration wants to keep all of this stuff under wraps. That is the reason why they went in and decided to challenge the ruling by a Louisiana judge, federal judge, who said that they can't have contact with social media. And then we learned on Friday that they went in, challenged it, and a liberal appellate court said, oh no, you can continue to contact social media so that you can suppress and hide these stories. You can suppress and hide the pictures of you nibbling on little children. You shouldn't have done it, but we want to help you out. And see, that's what's dangerous. When you have an administration that's working, colluding with the media and big tech, social media, to hide information from people. And the same thing with Kamala Harris. I'm sure there's someone on her staff, they want to just clean up the media, the internet with all of her snafus. But I think what's happening here is that there are people in Joe Biden's camp that don't necessarily like her. And they want her to look bad. This woman has not had a good moment since she's been in the White House. Think about it. What can we point back and say, wow, she was spot on with that speech? Not that you would look for a vice president to do anything like that, because it's the president's show and not the vice president's show. But at the same time, when they come out, the vice presidents do come out, you don't expect them to be putting their foot in their mouth the way she has. Now think back to when Dan Quayle was the vice president, and he had that famous misspelling potato. I mean, it was an honest mistake, but the media took it and they ran with it. And from that moment on, everyone viewed Dan Quayle as being dumb. He's an attorney. He's a smart man. But they said he was dumb. And the reason being because he was young. He looked like Robert Redford. So they were able to shape, they being the media, to shape that narrative as they always do with Republicans. Now, they find it rather difficult with Donald Trump, so they use everything they could, all his positive things, against him for people to buy it. Oh, he's bad. The biggest one they had was that he's a white supremacist. And they run with that all the time. They won't talk about his policies because they know that he was good with the policies. So they were able to use the media and just really demonize him. So just imagine what's happening with Kamala Harris. If Republicans were to say, look, she's giving us this. She's a gift that keeps giving. We're just going to keep running ads about this. We're going to keep going on and on and on, but they're afraid to do it. You know why they're afraid? Well, we're afraid because Black women might not like us because we're attacking a Black woman. No, don't worry. A lot of Black women don't like her. But then, too, you got Black men that despise her for putting a lot of them in jail. It goes back to forming new voter blocs. We spoke about this last night. Republicans have got to use the tools at hand to change and shape the narrative that's going to make them look good. And right now, Kamala Harris is the gift that keeps giving because she doesn't know how to shut her mouth up. And when she opens her mouth, as you mentioned, Andrew, from that article, she talks down to people. She talks to people as if though they're children. I never will forget when she was talking about the outer space and, oh my God, the outer space, you're going to see it with your own eyes. Your own eyes. It's like, well, who are the eyes we're going to see it with? When she was talking about the yellow school bus, oh, don't you just like a yellow school bus? Who hasn't ridden a yellow school bus? But you can't make this stuff up. This woman is a complete walking, talking disaster. Joe Biden is suffering from dementia. I guess she's suffering from a lack of intelligence. And I hate to say that. But she keeps giving this to us. And along with the media, like I said, they can go in and try to hide all these stories. And Andrew, they probably will try to scrub the media, social media, with a lot of her snafus as we come close to the election. And that all depends on who's going to run, because a lot of people don't think that Joe's going to run. They think it's going to be Gavin Newsom. And I don't know what the deal is, the fascination is with Gavin Newsom. You mean the guy has a good head of hair, but other than that, what else is there? I hate the way he talks. Maybe people like smooth operators, which was the same thing with Bill Clinton back in the day. Oh, he's smooth, he's this, but do you want to trust someone who's smooth? I mean, we have Barack Obama, who was just an empty suit. The man did nothing of significance. And he's doing the same thing now. I think he's actually running a lot of things in the West Wing from the basement. But the media or this administration will use social media to get their point across. Now, Trump was a extraordinaire. He was magnificent using the media. And he would play them all the time. And they realized it. And you would think that the Republican Party would relish that and welcome that and say, wow, we can't, but he knows how, so we should definitely take a page out of his book. But they don't do it. And instead, they want to demonize him. And then they allow the Democrats to use the social media to their advantage, creating all these lies, creating all these stories that shouldn't be created. And you would think, why don't we stop and why don't we try to use the same thing that they're using and we not do it? Why aren't we doing this? You would think that's what would happen, but they won't do it. It's like, come on. Let's use the tools that they're using. And if she's a gift that keeps giving, by God, let's definitely use it. Let's not be afraid that she is a Black woman because she's giving us the information. Just play her own words back to her. Just put it out there and just say, do you really want this in the White House? Because, Andrew, I got to say, between now and the election, I mean, I don't think Joe is going to be able to survive. I don't think he's going to survive. When I say survive, I don't know if he'll die or he'll just completely just collapse.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, in Joe's case, you better clarify that.
Right? I don't know which one. I mean, we spoke about it the other day when he went overseas and how he had to be led around by all the leaders of these other countries, which was a complete embarrassment. And then, to tops, they had him on the beach, shirtless, pale, trying to drag a chair. I'm like, why was that even necessary to show us that? I can't figure that out. Why would they show him on and I think it was a public beach? Because here were the downsides, other than the fact that he looked lost and confused, trying to drag a chair to sit in it to get a tan, there was no one running up to him for his autograph. There was no one surrounding him.
Yeah. Meanwhile, President Trump was going to the USC fights, getting a huge ovation from 15,000 people, and hanging out with Mel Gibson and Guy Fieri. Did you see that? When President Trump was spotted seen talking to Guy Fieri, he got canceled by a lot of these activists on social media. They're saying, oh, I'll never watch Guy's show again. And this was just because he was photographed talking to President Trump. These people are completely deranged in their hatred for President Trump.
And what Guy should say is, screw you, I don't need you. Now, I don't know what his political persuasion is, but I would just say, screw you, I don't need you. The fact that Trump got that standing ovation and people were excited, the media hates it, social media hates it. You see, those are the things that the Biden White House would get in contact with social media and say, limit those pictures, limit the videos of that. We don't want a lot of people seeing it because we want people to think that Trump is a bad person. If you were to Google, try to Google Trump with black people, I remember when he was running, there was this one black woman. She went up to him and she hugged him and she put her hands on him. And her, well, not her hands, but her head, as if they were to say, you know, in a lovingly way, like, oh my God, he's my hero. The media hated it. You would be hard pressed to find any of those pictures. Again, thanks to the Biden White House getting in contact with social media and saying to scrub all those pictures. So, of course, they're going to scrub those pictures unless they can use it to their advantage. Like you said, with Guy Fieri, they'll say, oh, don't like him. Cancel his shows because we don't want him out there. He doesn't like black people. Like, what? Are you serious? But see, they don't like that. So the pictures of Joe the Nibbler, again, I'm not saying to go look at it from an amusement viewpoint because that's kind of tawdry, but to see what we're saying, that he was doing this, and he has touching this kid and is yet to touch his own grandchild because he's trying to pretend as if though she doesn't exist so that Hunter doesn't get mad because Hunter is the smartest man that he knows. Hunter is a complete failure. But I guess he does it because that's his only son, Andrew. Does he have grandsons? I've seen granddaughters. I think there's one blonde-haired kid I saw. But I've seen mostly granddaughters and not the grandsons. And maybe he feels that this is the bite that's going to keep the family name going, albeit it's a sad seed to rely on, to put so much weight on.
Yeah.
It's a complete failure. Like, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of Mel Gibson, have you heard about this Sound of Freedom movie that a lot of people are talking about the child trafficking? I haven't gotten a chance to see it yet, but I'll definitely check it out at some point.
Yep, I've heard about it. It's with the Cazell guy who did he was in Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion. And I heard that it's a great movie. And it's actually besting all of the Disney movies, the woke Disney movies that are out there. Like, man, I got to see it, that it's at number one at the box office. And it's besting all of the other movies that are there. Again, Christian movies. And we just found out, now that you bring that up, I'm glad you brought it up, that Hollywood is now going on strike with the writers. Folks, we're not going to miss much. I'm glad they're going on strike. I mean, that's great. It's brilliant. We won't have to worry about that tawdry content that they've been putting out on us about gay this and same sex this and trans. So I hope they stay on strike for years. Last a long time. Remain on strike. We won't miss you. You won't be missed. Well, we'll have good movies that the likes of Mel Gibson that he's putting out there that we'll be able to watch. Something that's, you know, family oriented, because the movies that are there now, they're not family oriented. They're horrible. They're nothing but indoctrination. They're nothing but propaganda. And we don't want to see that. Oh, and just speaking of something else about propaganda and Mel Gibson, who is definitely a man's man. I read somewhere that, well, for one, the New York Times, they recently shut down their sports department. Because apparently they bought into another outfit that's going to provide them with sports. I also read that they're saying that you shouldn't want to, that people who go to the gym, that they're crazy. Because, a lot of people on the right, they're concerned about their physical appearance. And you're saying, oh, you shouldn't be concerned about that. So you're bad. You're bad if you go to the gym. If you're into sports, you're bad. And look at what they've done to our sports. They tried to water them down. They tried to make them really soft. This is how the left operates. They operate from this pulpit of virtues that we're better, you're not, and we're going to show you that we're better with indoctrination through social media and all these other platforms. These people are not good. In fact, Andrew, they're crazy. Now they're against sports. They want their kind of movies out there. So hooray, I champion the protests that they're doing, that they're boycotting, they're going on strike. I protest it because we won't have to see any of their ridiculous propaganda on the book screen guised as a good movie. I think the last movie that I saw was Top Gun Maverick, and it was great because it didn't have all that wokeism in it. I remember seeing Shazam with my boys, and they had, again, some kid who said he was gay. I'm like, are you serious? Why do you have to put that in the plot line? It had no reason of being in there. Like, and then we're come up against the hour. I want to say this one last thing. I think it was in the Philippines. A man won the beauty pageant. A man. So you're saying that all these other women don't look good, but this man looks good because he's a, I guess, a trans, whatever. Look at the message that they're putting out there. And they're doing it through social media. And that is a reason why Biden wanted to make certain that they had access to it so they can indoctrinate our children. But stories like The Nibbler, like Kamala and her snafus, they will erase that, Andrew.
Yeah, they certainly will. And it's hard to believe, but we're already out of time tonight. We'll see you again tomorrow night here. Same place, same time. Thanks for tuning in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel, along with streaming on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Please be sure to search for America Out Loud. In addition to that, we're available on AmericaOutLoud.com, which has thousands of articles and podcasts. We'll see you next time, and remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.